Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Native Americans are among those caught up in the crackdown by immigration officials in Minneapolis, Minnesota. More than 2,000 Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents and other federal law enforcement officers descended on the city. Little Crow Belcourt says their presence is increasing fear and tension among people who live there. Belcourt is the executive director of Indigenous Protector Movement and a citizen of the Bad River Band of Chippewa Indians. Belcourt says with more agents on the way, Native Americans and others are both worried and angry.
Everybody here is like on edge. People don't want to send their children to school. That's who I'm really concerned about is our young people. I was just in a meeting and I made that comment about I'm worried about the kid who wants to walk to Cedar Foods a block away from Little Earth Community that might get picked up. I mean, I drive to the store and I'll come across ice at least once or twice, you know, going down the street. It's a pretty tough situation here. When you come across ICE, is to stay calm. And if you are First Nation, if you're Native American, you let them know that the first thing. You say, hey, man, I was here before any of you colonizers were here. And show them your ID. Show them your tribal ID if you have one. Pull it out. Let them know who you are.
Belcourt says he is encouraged by how effectively and peacefully residents of the city have responded to an unprecedented situation. But he believes Minneapolis is only a testing ground for a more widespread effort by the Trump administration to instill fear among immigrants in selected cities. Among those affected is Shantia Sosa Clara. She is a Red Lake Ojibwe descendant. Her nephew, Jose Ramirez, was forcefully dragged from her car by ICE officers and detained. She captured the ordeal on Facebook Live. He was ultimately not charged with any crime and released. But Sosa Clara says the incident was traumatic for her and her family.
These agents get out the car, guns drawn, told me to move my effing car. I yelled, we are citizens, we are Native, and I moved my car. Thought we were given the okay to leave. He gets into my vehicle, and we go to leave, and we were swarmed by these agents. We were looking for the ID that I just handed to him, and we currently still do not have that ID. I'm not sure what happened to it, but we did have it. Stated we were citizens, we were Native American multiple times. They proceeded to give multiple commands. It was very scary. They said they were going to scan his face, and I said, let him scan you. As they were scanning his face, an agent came and punched the phone out of my nephew's hands and started attacking. And I just remember bear hugging him. They reached in on my side. An officer punched me in my arm, or an agent. Another agent was pulling me away. They got my nephew out, had him on top of another car, detained him, and they left.
Shantia Sosa Clara says she and family members remain fearful and are limiting their travels outside the house. Amelia Schaefer reported on interactions between ICE and Native Americans. She is the North Central Bureau correspondent for ICT News. She talked to Jose Ramirez about ICE taking him from his aunt's car. He said the agents ignored his IDs, proving his citizenship.
He's scared to leave his home. He's scared to go anywhere. He doesn't want to be a target. He doesn't want to interact with agents again. He told me he felt like he was kidnapped. He was placed in the back of a random vehicle, driven around to somewhere he didn't know where he was going. Meanwhile, he told me that he was being taunted. He was being teased by agents while he was in the back of this vehicle, disoriented. His handcuffs were too tight. When I interviewed him Friday, he had visible bruises still.
Schaefer said in addition to Ramirez, at least four other Native American men have been detained by ICE in Minneapolis. She says tribal officials were still trying to find the men 4 days after they were taken in by ICE.
That originates from a post made by Oglala Sioux Tribe President Frank Starr comes out. The president raised awareness that he had been informed at least four tribal members, all of whom were experiencing homelessness, had been detained in an encampment near the Little Earth Housing Unit. And there's really not a lot of information about this men. From calling around to local homelessness advocacy centers, I found that one of the men had been released after a 12-hour hold, but they were unaware of what condition he's in or where he may have gone. So because of the fact that they were experiencing homelessness, it's really hard to track these individuals or figure out where they might have gone.
Ramirez told Schaefer that in addition to being repeatedly punched by ICE officers, he was forced to stand outside in the cold, waiting to be processed, and denied use of a bathroom. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.